Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling, to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night.
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you on this Jobs Friday, Kentucky Derby weekend. And what's going on, everybody? Well, we had the jobs today, and they were crappy. And, of course, the markets broke hard, and then the markets rallied hard, and they're up big. And, President Trump says he's got some great news, and the markets just turned around again. Another rip-your-face-off rally of about 300 or almost 400 points from the bottoms. And, again, this is the kind of action you can expect in a market that is topping. Again, we have not broken the downtrend, even with these spikes. And I continue to say the same thing all the time, because that's what we look for. Of course, you've got the bond market getting clobbered after being higher, and that just means interest rates are going higher, and the dollar is rallying, and nobody's paying attention. Nobody cares about all the debt and everything else that's out there. But in the meantime, we'll see. We'll see how it plays out at the end of the day. But at the end, when we look at it, again, nothing looks all that spectacular. Oh, my God, the unemployment rate is 3.9%. Whip-de-doo. Wages stink. Nobody's making any money. But yet, we want to continue to cheer on this market and continue to hope that the Federal Reserve stays in and not going to raise rates, which is the first things I heard all morning this morning. The Fed's not going to raise now, so we're going to keep these ridiculous rates, meaning that we're going to continue to maintain troubles and have that debt bomb blow up at some point. In the meantime, the grains are a little unhappy today, but not a real surprise. I think that when you look at it, you say, hey, they've gone up so nicely that how can we not expect a little bit of a sell-off or a little bit of a problem? And I think that's something that, of course, we need to always keep our eyes on and stay focused on. But, so what's next? Where do we go from here? And, again, the jobs are not very good. So, except for some very specific industries. But how are we going to get real growth? How are we going to get things back in this country? And that's where I think the deals come in. Now, we've got, of course, today you've got one of the reasons for the big rallies. You've got Apple. Warren Buffett has bought into Apple. And, you can put the reasons any way you want. And I don't try to logically put in what's going on today. I look at the bigger picture, and I trade for today. I'll trade the patterns as they show, whether it's 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever you want to trade. But looking at the bigger picture does not look spectacular. Okay, the bigger picture does not look like we've got a great deal of good things coming from an economy standpoint. They've raised the deficit. They've given a tax cut. Okay, but it's not enough, and it's not really that's not how you get true growth. And I think that's one of the issues that we always want to look at is how do we end up getting real and true growth versus the artificial stuff like we've seen from the Fed for 10 years. I mean, when you look at it, is there really true and honest growth where we can really say that things are much better than they were? And I don't see that. I hope that I'm wrong. Okay, because again, generally, as I tell you all the time, I'm a long-term investor. I'm a short-term trader. So I hope that we continue to just explode higher. I mean, my retirement account has done nothing but benefit from what's going on. But I don't see it, and I expect to see some things happen that won't be all that great for the overall general economy. And I think that's something that we have to focus on and we look for. I mean, we can't continue to wish and hope the market higher. And I think that's what we've gotten into, is that we're wishing and hoping. But now, again, you get this 10-year back over 3%, and it actually closes there and stays there and holds there. I think there's a lot of people that are going to start to yank their money out of the market. You get, you know, some of these things happening, and I think that's really the bigger story that we need to look at, is where do we go from here? How does it work? And how are we going to get back into actually trying to cut down the major debt crisis, the deficits and everything else that's out there, without, you know, doing something magical? And if you're going to tell me that we're going to have to depend on whether the Federal Reserve farts or burps every time on whether or not this economy is going to be any good, I think we have a much bigger problem. And I think that really is where it comes down to, is the bigger problems that are out there based on what we are looking at and what we see. And we don't have that great, spectacular, you know, amounts of real, true and honest growth that we should really expect. And I think that's, again, goes back to, you know, all of this major types of manipulation around have not really done what we would like them to do. They have not really helped the middle class. They have not helped small business really thrive. And that's where we see the issue. The truth of the facts of the matter is true growth comes when you've got small business and the middle class thriving, because the middle class is the driver of all economies. That's the drivers. Again, we've talked about this before. The rich do what they're going to do no matter what. And the ones on aid do what they do. But the real drivers, the real spenders, are the middle class. And until they get back on track and quit stocking the money in their checking accounts and quit trying to not spending, which we're seeing, which is obvious, that's going to become the bigger issue. And I think that is the overall problem that we need to focus on to make things better, is how do we get true and real growth back in this country? And how do we get the middle class to thrive again, so that they're making good money, so they want to go out and spend it? Because then it goes down to, we're a by the months of society. It's not into the problems that we're seeing with a lot of lousy debt and a lot of stuff that's going to have to be written down at some point. I don't see where this is going to be any better. I don't think that you're going to get things to work better until we get to that point. And that has been my concern from the beginning, because we always say this, the rich always make money. It doesn't matter. They actually benefit when times are tough, because the middle class cannot get actually that involved, because they don't have the extra income, the extra money around to go out and buy something that's on sale, you know, as far as an equity or real estate or whatever. And that, again, to me, turns out to be the bigger problems that we see. And that's where I think we should have and show our concerns, because at the end of the day, that's where the real problems start to come in. And when we do that, we continue to ignore and kick the can down the road, as they say. And I think that becomes the bigger problem. And these are things that we need to look at on a real life basis of what we can expect. And you cannot expect this house of cards to continue to hold up. But we'll see. We'll be back after the break with Jane King. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, I want to remind you to download the show every day. Help us out. We want to get to our goal of 1 million downloads a month. So make sure you go down there and download that show. And of course, I want to remind you also about Bubba's Daily Update. You know, every day after the market closes, I do a quick 3 to 5 minute video on what I saw that day and what I expect to see tomorrow. And we're just trying to help educate and help everybody understand the markets better. All you have to do is go to BubbaTrading.com, and there's a little box that'll pop up, and it's free. There's no credit card required, nothing required, but I will email you every day the daily update, and that will give you an idea of what I'm thinking. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break and come back with our friend Jane King with more after the break right here on The Bubba Show on Kentucky Derby weekend, the first Saturday in May. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back after the break. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with the one, the only, the unbelievably talented Jane King, Lila Max Media, the Ka-Ching Report. And Jane King, what's up?
Oh, just making it through another week. Finally, it feels like summer in New York, so that's been a nice change.
It is amazing, isn't it?
For months and months.
Well, so maybe they won't have any excuse in the next quarter when the GDP is low again because it's because of the weather, right?
Well, probably too hot. Actually, it's probably the weather's just so perfect. Nobody wants to go shopping.
You know, it's amazing at these when you look at some of these retail sales. And, you know, again, listen, people are not spending money. I think that's pretty evident, you know, in a lot of areas. Yeah, they're going to some restaurants, but in the actual retail space, they're not spending a lot. In fact, I think a lot of people are actually hoarding money in their checking accounts right now because they're really afraid to spend because they're still so uncertain. What do you think?
Well, and I think a lot of it, too, like particularly clothing, like I don't need any more clothes. I mean, my closet is full. I think that there's just a lot of, you know, there's no compelling need to run out there and buy a bunch of clothes. I don't think people care as much about fashion as they did, like, even 15, 20 years ago. Like, I remember, you know, you had to have the latest bag and you had to have the latest coat, the boots, and, you know, and it's like, I just don't think people care anymore. And this is part of the, like, millennials. I think they've ushered that in. I don't think they're quite as status and label conscious as previous generations of this, which is a good thing, I think.
No, I think it's fine, but I mean, it does, you know, we are seeing a lot of these small businesses, you know, get destroyed, really. I mean, you know, you can blame Amazon as part of it, but again, I don't think people are actually spending as much because I don't know how great the overall recovery is. If you go, you know, coast to coast, yeah, there's some states that have done great in this economic recovery, but there's many that have not done very well. And I know you are basically in about 9 billion markets with your stuff. What do you hear from the individual markets that you deal with?
Well, you know, it's interesting because we have this school fundraiser every year, and the PTA at my kids' school, it's a public school in New York, is one of the best PTAs. It's got to be in the nation. I mean, they're so active, and they raise about $800,000 for school at this auction. And there's about 12 live items, and they're always something big, like a chef comes to your house and makes your dinner, or there's a trip in, you know, Italy or something. And we noticed, like, none of those things went for what they've gone for in the past, even during the recession, like 2011, 2012. And, you know, my husband and I were kind of like, wow, that's interesting. What does that say about the economy? I just think people are kind of tapped out. I think a lot of people have credit card debt. Interest rates are starting to go up. I think people are trying to just kind of, and again, I just think we have, I mean, I look at stuff and I'm like, well, that'd be cool, but I really don't want to pay a bunch of money for it. And so I ended up not buying anything. So I think that, you know, I just think there are a lot of people in that boat right now. We're all kind of trying to pull the reins a little bit, pay down some debt and save some money.
And I think that's, again, one of the problems. And I do think when we look at markets, you know, we're in a little bit of a downtrend, you know, since we made the highs in January. And you know, we've had some whipsaw rallies. But, you know, typically, you know, I don't know if it's your experience, but typically when we're in a downtrend, you get these, I call them the rip your face off rallies, because what they do is they trap everybody short and then they run them up. But are you seeing any of that? Or what are your thoughts of the markets here? Now, I know you and I both agree, so before you answer, that the markets go up over time. It's just in this particular time, do you think that they still have a lot of room on the upside, or do you think there should be some selling coming in?
Well, they've just kind of been turning around. I mean, so we hit the high on January 26th, and we've been stuck between like 24,000 and just over 25,000 since then. I mean, it's incredible. Like, it's an extremely tight range. I don't know. I mean, a technician would tell you when you're in a tight range like this, you're gonna just shoot out of it one way or the other. I think a lot of that might just depend on interest rates. It'll depend on trade. It will depend on how things go with China. So I think a lot of people know that there's a lot of big things that are in transition right now, and things are changing. I think they're just holding onto their money.
And I agree with that. And of course, you from also, not only are you a big city girl, but you're also from Green Acre. No, you're also a farm girl.
And, close, yeah.
and so how is is your family? I know you talk to them occasionally about things, and how are they reacting to the potential tariffs, potential trade wars? But, you know, we watch, and I keep hearing the fretting and the hand-wringing on from the pundits on TV, yet I watch the grain prices, they keep going up. So
I know. Well, there was a report yesterday that China's canceling all U.S. soybean purchases. So what did soybeans do? Down 6 cents, which is really not that big of a move. Certainly not limit. And you expect to have seen that at times in the past when there'd be something big like that. So I don't know. It seems like, you know, I have talked to like my brothers and my nephews about it, and they're kind of mixed. I think they feel like overall that in the long run, this is a good thing. And again, the damage to the market hasn't been as bad as some had feared. So the pundits are wrong again. Shocker.
Well, it really shocking. And they, you know, they hand ring over it. And I, you know, I keep tweeting to them. I go, look at the price. All we really care at the end of the day is how much is it, right? I mean, if they're lower, then yes, there's a real concern. If they're higher, then there shouldn't be a real concern. And of course, everybody loves to bash the cryptocurrencies. And I know that you've got a little bit involved because you get actually paid on a job once by some cryptocurrencies. But have you given any more thought to the cryptocurrencies? Have you heard anything? Do you have any thought process of what they're going to be like in the future?
Well, good question. I mean, everybody's been bashing them lately. It was a real Rubini this week, or I can't remember. Was just like, Bitcoin is just bullshit. I mean, it was what he said. And I mean, I don't know. There's some compelling reasons for it. There's, you know, the internationalness of it all. And I mean, and it's really tech driven. I mean, the whole thing's tech driven, and it's impossible to imagine where these things go. You know, who would have thought, like, when I was playing around on the internet for the first time in 1994, you know, I'd be watching movies on TV, internet streams. I mean, so you really have to think ahead, like about 30 moves to really get a grasp of what an economy is going to look like. And, you know, I still kind of think they're very interesting. I wouldn't put everything in it. And there's probably only going to end up being two or three currencies. Although, yeah, I was having drinks with a friend of mine. He's a lawyer, does a lot of ICOs. And he was kind of explaining stuff to me. It's a great way to raise capital. You don't give up ownership of the company. I asked him, I was like, well, where do these, if I buy a token, what happens? He goes, oh, it's a crypto exchange. It's all traded on a crypto exchange. And the NASDAQ is interested in getting into that. So there's a lot of potential there. I mean, I wouldn't poo-poo cryptocurrencies right now.
No, I think
it's a little different. It's a little hard to get your head around it, but I think that there's a lot of potential there. It's just hard to imagine it right now.
I think there's a lot. I think it's huge. I mean, I wish I didn't miss out. I was a non-believer myself for many years and thought they were, you know, I was talking like everybody else. And then I actually looked into it, and, you know, you start to see the blockchain, which is not a cryptocurrency, but it's the way that they transfer. And, you know, you've got the new, a lot of things are being money transferred with Ripple throughout other areas. So I think that, again, I think this is a financial revolution. This is a way that the people are fighting back because they are kind of circumventing getting rid of the Fed in their own way without getting rid of the Fed. And I think that's something that's interesting. Of course, we did have the Fed this week, and they did nothing as usual. Now, you've been in this business for about 20 years, I guess now, right? Is that about right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're young. You're still young, but I mean, now, don't you believe, or let me ask you, I don't say don't you believe, but what do you think interest rates should really be right now? And do you think it's enough of this ridiculously low price and they should let just the asset classes price themselves?
Good question. I hadn't thought about what should they actually be. I mean, it's so hard to tell, right? I mean, and you've got all these, we've still got an economy that's kind of slogging along a little bit. I mean, things are improving, but the job growth has been okay. I mean, hasn't been great. You've still got, I mean, if you're not an engineer of some sort, I mean, the blockchain engineers, 14 jobs for every one person. So, you know, there's a lot of demand there, and they're paying, you know, $175,000-$200,000 a year for those engineers. But there's a lot of other jobs you can't find it. We've got the universities, which are just so screwed up right now. And I mean, I think there's just a lot of problems we got to work through. So I don't know, maybe interest rates a little bit higher where they were, but I think the Fed's starting to kind of let that happen a little bit. And we're seeing it in the free market. Interest rates are going up, down a little bit this week, but in general, the trend is higher.
The words, according to Jane King, Lyle Max Media, the Katrina Report. Jane, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Todd.
It's our friend Jane King. Lila makes me the Continuing Report. And, of course, this is The Bubba Show. Make sure you download the show every day at libertytalk.fm. And don't forget about the Sporting Edge as well with this weekend's Kentucky Derby. In the meantime, don't forget about our high school investing program. If you'd like to help us out, go to Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading, and you can help us continue to help educate the youth. That's what we're, our goal and objectives are, is to continue to help our youngsters out and help the school programs out that have no money. So we actually support the program and give it to them for free. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back after the break with more. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, at CNN, CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you, give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, you know, we have the debt bomb just ticking away. Tick, 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 tick. And it's going to explode as it has done every single time in the past. And as it, we will expect it again this time. And I think it's interesting as we look around and we see the new subprime loans and the new borrowers. We've got record amounts of debt across the board. And of course, as the greed from the banks continue to try to get more money, knowing that they've got the Federal Reserve behind them, you see them targeting those lower FICO score borrowers once again, trying to get that big yield and that big return, because in their minds it's a no risk play. But of course we know how that all plays out at the end of the day. And you know, we've got all the biggies out there, and even Goldman Sachs, who made one of their big trades against the subprime borrowers, is now actually lending to them. So we have a very interesting scenario happening here, because apparently everybody thinks that this time is different and that the Fed will always be there, which is obviously something that irks me to no end, that we are still financing these guys after all these years and allowing the Federal Reserve to go ahead and make them whole. You know, it's amazing that they didn't have to suffer any pain throughout this, but you know, hopefully that part will be different this time, but unlikely. But again, you see the lending to at these obviously higher rates. But, you know, you don't think that there's not going to be a debt explosion once again. This is a time bomb that once again the street and everybody continues to ignore, because they all have the same feeling that, you know, the greed factor is taking over. The emotion of money is taking over. And, of course, we all know how it ends. And, of course, it always ends worse for the investor, because they have no backstop. They have no Federal Reserve backing them up saying, well, you made a mistake, so we'll make you whole again. But I think that this is another. I mean, I would almost think that you know, the Goldmans would be a short here at some point. You know, this is, you know, history repeats itself, chart patterns repeat themselves, and markets repeat themselves. They do so from different levels, but again, it's like always something that we like to look at and you know, understanding. And again, these are things, you know, you have to weigh, when you're looking at stuff like this, you have to weigh your time horizon and your risk and how you're going to go ahead and handle those situations. And so it's not like you're going to get immediate gratification right away. What it means is that you will, you know, if you're looking for, and you think that the timing is correct, then you have to be able to build a position that will allow you to maintain and hold without major exposure. And that is always something that you look at. But you can bet that there's going to be some issues here. This whole financial revolution has started, and we don't expect anything different. We have watched and seen these things happen over and over again, and you know, so we can all be excited about what's going on. But you just take a look around, and you know, you look at the structure of a lot of the companies out there and a lot of the borrowers, and you look at the balances of loans and who's borrowing, and then you weigh in the economic environment, and what do you got? You got problems. You got all kinds of information out there that is, nothing is all that positive. Now we can try to make it positive. And again, I repeat that this will too pass, but if you weigh in where we were, where we are now, and you figure out that, you know, we've been in this downtrend, okay? I mean, look at it any way you want, right? The dip buyers are no longer in control. The rally sellers are now in control. Yeah, we had a rip-your-face-off rally yesterday, and we'll have a lot of those. If anything, that is more the indication that the markets are headed down than anything else. Okay. You know, rip your face off rallies are not a bullish. Rip your face off rallies are rallies that are short covering that come from those who've got trapped. You know, if we look at markets and watch how they work, you've got always the weak hands and the strong hands. Okay. And the weak hands are always getting shaken out by the strong hands, because the strong hands have a little bit more gumption. They can hold in a little bit longer, and they can kind of drive you out. So when you start to see right now, so if you're trying to be short and you get these rip your face off rallies, the weak hands always get trapped, almost always get thrown out. And of course, not a surprise as to, you know, how that works. Okay, it's a very interesting dichotomy, but we see it happen over and over again. It's the same as when, you know, the markets are going up and everybody's trying to buy, and of course they shake out the weak hands and get them to fold over. And I think that's just something that, you know, we have to always recognize as a real part of into a real part of the overall issues of how markets function. And I think that's the first thing that you should always want to learn is how the markets work. What is the underlying, not fundamentals, not this, not that, but how does the actual market actually function? And when you see how the markets function, you can see how this stuff plays out time and time again. And, you know, so we're not, you know, again, I can't tell you when it's going to happen. I can just tell you that it's going to happen. There's too many factors out there that don't show, that give us too much cause for concern. Now, it doesn't mean you can't make money on the long side. It doesn't mean you can't buy. Okay. Again, you should never be or try to be one-sided to the market. You should be willing to trade either side of the market. And just because we are in a downtrend does not mean that there are not certain stocks or indices that will go higher. As you know, we have been trumpeting the grains and some of the agricultural products for months. And look what's happened. They've all rallied. They've all started to go higher. We have, you know, talked about certain equities that are going higher. Again, it's not always in everything. Okay. You know, I always go back to this, the Amazon story, because in November of 2008, Amazon was $30. While the market was still going down, Amazon doubled over that time. And of course, we know the story now where Amazon is at. So, you know, and that goes on both sides. You know, Apple, when it was going over 700, the markets were strong. And all of a sudden, Apple was at 350. So you have to be willing to look at the pattern, look at the market that you're looking at. Now, we know deep down, but of course, who's going to be most affected by the debt bomb? Yes, there'll be a major effect everywhere. But again, you should look to be investing in and trading in things that, you know, based on what the pattern and what they're doing. Because again, trying to predict, you know, when this debt bomb will pop and when this bubble is going to pop is nearly impossible. And I think that's always the issues in which we must put ourselves together and where we must take the best shot and based on the market footprint that is always left, because there's always a footprint. The chart always leaves a footprint. This is not new. This is not something that just happened recently. This is a part of the trading world, and the footprints are always fairly clear. And if we want to make sure that we participate correctly, and again, that means that if you find a footprint, and they don't work, obviously they're not 100%, but if you find one and you get in something, you find that it's not working, you need to also learn how to exit. Okay, and that's one of the problems in with all these guys and all these big firms is they never know how to exit. Okay. And that's one of the things we want to make sure that you understand is, you know, sometimes you just take the loss and move on. Okay. It's very important for everybody to understand. But what's more important to understand is that this is the Bubba Show and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, we want to make sure you check out our high school investing program, highschoolinvesting.com. Check out the curriculum. We're trying to help our youth of America and continue to build into, you know, giving some financial literacy to high schools. Now, we have put this program together and have been in 7 years into about now 475 high schools. And we want to continue to do that. But of course, I no longer can capitalize it by myself. So if you'd like to help us out, go to Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading. And of course, don't forget to download the Bubba Show every single day at libertytalk.fm, the only station you need. And this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break. We'll be back with more, including our Kentucky Derby selections. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back to the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, it is the first Saturday in May, which means it's the fastest 2 minutes in sports, or the most exciting 2 minutes in sports, and it's the Kentucky Derby. And of course, today starts off the festivities with the Kentucky Oaks for the Phillies. And as you know, we always give a selection in these big events. And in the Kentucky Oaks, we like My Miss Lily. Five career starts, keeps getting better and better. So in the Oaks today, we're going to take My Miss Lily. And in the Derby, we like Audible to win. And we're going to use Audible, Boltiora, Good Magic, and My Boy Jack in a $1 trifecta box. And that will be our selections for the Oaks and the Derby. And in the meantime, the markets are the markets, and you know, we look for most likely some sort of a rally next week in which we'll want to be sellers. The markets are getting just a tad oversold. You know, we're down at those levels once again that you know, again, markets do bounce. Now we've seen this week a number of bounces. We've seen some wild rip-your-face-off rallies, but at the end, we would expect to see The markets, you know, probably give us a sellable rally, which is what we're looking for right now. We are in the sell the rally camp. Okay. You know, we're going to have, you know, the finishing off in China in the trade war talk. And, you know, I don't expect, you know, based on, you know, everything that's going on, I don't expect any bad news out of that. I think that we look for the markets to churn. But again, we do see points. And of course, when we get either overbought or oversold, we would look as a trade to use the opposite side. And we are, you know, a little bit oversold here. And you've seen a couple of attempts at some rallies. So we would look to see the markets get a little bit of a bounce, but we're not looking. I mean, we would buy a deep sell off, you know, early, kind of like what happened on Thursday. Okay. But overall, we are looking to hold a longer term position into the short side of the market. Again, that's something that we always look at, is, you know, when you get overdone, and of course we are a little bit overdone on the downside, hence the bounce. You know, you may see a bounce in gold. We would expect to see some action, you know, here and there and around. But again, markets are, you know, when they get to extremes, even if they're going to go and they continue to go in that direction, usually they will consolidate or move the other way. So in this case, you know, we are, you know, moving to extremes just on oscillators to the downside. So we would look for a potential pop, which again, we'll be looking to sell. I think you can look for that in the bond market. The bond market, you know, are sell up about the 144. That's the 30-year U.S. Treasuries. If they get up to about 144, they'd be probably a sale. We would look for a rally in the euro currency, which we would obviously be looking to sell. We're targeting our next target to the downside is 115 in the euro currency, now trading around 120. We'd love to see a little pop up to about 122, in which you'd want to be a seller of that. Again, we are trying to play the extremes. I think that, you know, you look at, you know, certain things around, and of course, we are looking to find another spot to short oil as it continues to churn around. But I think that, you know, overall, the bigger picture is pretty clear. I think the tops are in oil. I think you got to watch gold and silver. I think the gold silver ratio trade is a great trade. I don't see a ton of risk in that, and that would be equal dollar amounts. You know, so if you were buying, you know, $1,000 worth of silver, you'd sell $1,000 worth of gold. I think that's going to be a big winning trade. I think that looks to be fairly solid, and something that we would look for. You know, going across the bow. I think that, you know, again, you want to look at, you know, where you potentially have some extremes in the market, and those are a couple of places that you've seen some extreme movement. I would think even in the ag space, probably wheat's probably a sale here. Now, we like wheat. We've been bullish wheat since the low fours. It's now in the low fives, but we have had quite a move. So we would look for some selling there. And that's kind of, you know, these are all opinions based on a trading perspective, not an investing perspective. I mean, we are long-term holders of the grains, corn and wheat for sure. But again, in the short term now, you would look for some pressures there, you know, especially with all the gobbledygook talk that we've been seeing. But at the end, again, I think you have to be, you know, prepared, and you have to also decide on whether you're trading or whether you're investing. Now, we talk about this often, but we don't want to confuse the two together. Either you trade or you invest, and the two should not be mixed together. Traders are traders, investors are investors. You can be both. But those require trading plans together so that you can put yourself and again, it's always trying to put yourself in the best possible position to create such successful opportunities for yourself. All right. And that is, you know, when you look at the big scheme of trading, okay, you're trying to take advantage of markets that are in obscure direction at the time. So when they get extremely oversold or extremely overbought, that's when you want to go. That's what creates the bigger moves, is when you've got too many people on one side of the market, that will typically create a reversal pattern. And again, it doesn't matter whether up or down. Even in a bull market, you'll get some heavy sell-offs, and in a bear market, you'll get some sharp rallies. So that's something that you want to recognize the pattern and where you are within the market, because that will then put you in a much better position so that you're prepared to deal with and handle what is going to happen next. And when you look at the investing standpoint, investors should just be invested and not really worry about day-to-day movement. Day-to-day movement will give you a nervous breakdown. And I think that's something that we tend to forget. And I think that's one of the problems with all of the technology out there, is we get too confused and we react. And I think that is one of the troubles that we've had over the years now, is because of the flow of technology and how fast you get information, it forces investors to react, which really investors should not react. Investors should simply just stay with their investments. And of course, the only thing you look for is if one of your investments is fundamentally changed, then you may want to look at it. But basically, you look for the best things and don't try to outguess or switch. Let the markets dictate to you. And as an investor, you're not looking to be all that active. As an investor, you're looking to be much more passive and allow the investments to work for you. And I think that's something that we all have a tendency to overthink and overdo. But that's what my recommendation to all of you is, to allow your investments to work for you. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and it is Kentucky Derby weekend. And of course, we gave you our selections, but we do like Audible in the Derby, and we like the Kentucky Oaks. So in the meantime, don't forget to download the show each and every day at libertytalk.fm. And also, you can get the Sporting Edge there as well as Crypto Investor X. And of course, Bubba's Daily Update, which is available to you for free every single day. All you have to do is go to bubbatrading.com, fill out the little box that comes up, and I will email you the daily update each and every day. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you back here on Monday. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.